DJ Moby asks Trump voters, "Can you finally admit you were wrong?" by Simon Kent on April 8, 2025. Constant Donald Trump critic and sometime DJ Moby has returned to his favorite pastime of dismissing the Republican president and those who support him. Moby, a member of the Democrat-hugging entertainment elites who is barely a household name in his own household, if at all, made his displeasure clear in a video posted on X just 100-plus days into Trump 2.0. He said, "So, for the people who voted for Trump or have supported Trump, can you finally just admit you were wrong? Trump has spent his entire life bankrupting businesses. And now, surprise, surprise, he's bankrupting the United States. So, look, we can move on, but if you supported Trump or voted for him, just please, finally now just admit you were wrong." The man who once said Trump is a belligerent racist who's most likely a sociopath, and definitely a racist and misogynist, has a long history of sneering at Republicans. Back in 2015, the electronic music pioneer, real name Richard Melville Hall, railed against racist, xenophobic, ignorant Republicans who support war and hate immigrants, as Breitbart News reported. Moby also shared an Instagram picture of a bumper sticker-laden car in Georgia, captioning it, "The worst part of America. Racist, xenophobic, ignorant, Republican, and armed." Then in 2018, the left-wing activist said during a Get Out the Vote concert he was researching ways to emigrate to Canada in case Democrats failed to retake the House of Representatives and President Donald Trump claimed re-election in 2020. "I have to say, like everyone, I am on regular occasion Googling, how do you become an expat? How do you get Canadian citizenship? What are some other countries I consider moving to?" Moby told audience members at a Los Angeles Palace Theater event. "Because if the Democrats lose the midterms and Trump wins in 2020, I'm done, because they're doing everything in their power to erode the sort of checks and balances." Moby was joined by a slew of rock's most popular artists, including Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl, Karen O and Nick Sinner of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and singer-songwriter Beck, to demand an end to Trump's political ambitions. In June 2018, he also released a music video in which President Trump was depicted as a Nazi robot who's blown up by a band of rebellious citizens. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.